Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Art of the Ages. I'm so glad that you joined us. This is the podcast about the hows and whys of writing. Today we're going to talk about criticism. And, you know, it's interesting the way that word has come to mean something. You know, I guess more in the formal use of that term, you know, criticism does not have this kind of connotation of like, you know, just really laying into something. Like criticism, in fact, is really the art of delving into something and, you know, unearthing it. And that could be the good parts and the bad parts. And it's the good parts, of course, that we want. But I understand how criticism has come to mean this thing that none of us wants, because that's the thing that we worry about when our works are out for criticism. It's like, I was like, as long as I've been doing this, I'm still gnawing on my fingernail, so to speak, whenever my something that I've done is in someone's hands and they're like looking at it, listening to it, reading it, whatever the case might be, for the purpose of giving me criticism. So I thought of this because of the song I just recorded. And yes, I know this is about writing. This podcast is about writing, but you know, it's the same sort of process that I have for music, even though the criticism obviously is not going to be quite the same. But I finished this song and I was very, very pleased with this song. A lot of it was because of the vocal part, because I'm not a great singer. But this was about the proudest I've ever been in one of my own vocal parts. And I gave it to a couple of people who had some feedback for me, and I gave it to one of my friends who knows his stuff quite well and who I trust. And he gave me a lot of good feedback, starting off with, it's like, oh, I like the way you did this. I like the way you did this. By the way, you're sharp in your vocal track, and so you might want to redo that. And it's like just devastated, because it was like I was particularly proud of that. And I listened to it again. I can't hear it. I cannot hear it. And it's not like I doubt it, because, you know, I've known him long enough. He knows his stuff, and I don't nearly as well. I don't have his ears. I don't have his training. And so it's like I'm sitting here listening to it. It's like and the thought going through my mind is not, this guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm not sharp at all. The thought going through my mind is, I can't hear it, but I must be sharp. And so I went back, and that's one of those things that, like, you know, I mean, look, you know, I'm sure if we want to auto-tune this thing, that could have been solved in just a moment, but that sounds horrible. We all know it. And so we're not going to do that. And so re-recorded it, and it was trash. The part I re-recorded, it was trash, and I re-recorded it again. It was terrible. And this is where I'm starting to get really upset, because I remember how pleased I was in the original, and it just wasn't coming through. And I finally got it to the point where I was pretty proud of it. And it occurs to me that I've been doing music for like 25 years, about the same time period as writing. And I've had my stuff, I mean, just ripped apart before, and it's always been good for me. And I still hate it. I absolutely still hate it. And you know, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, I mean, it's like that. I have this temptation to not even let anyone look at it before I get it out into the public because, I don't want to hear bad things about it. Which, of course, is ridiculous because, you know, I'm still going to hear the bad things, but then I can't change it. And I think that's the point, is that the process of getting criticism for our work is a much needed one. There's a lot of times that we are just completely blind to something, or in my case, deaf to something. I'll give you a really good example about writing. It's like when you type the wrong word and you read that sentence 100 times and you substitute the proper word in for what you actually wrote every single time until somebody says, hey, why did you, you know, this is the wrong word. You're like, no, it's not. Oh, wow. That's the wrong word. And that happens. I mean, that happens to everyone. That happens to everyone to the point that like in, and, you know, before like my draft, before I start giving it to people, I started getting just like a computerized voice to read the text to me. Because, you know, a computer reading something is not going to be fooled by what you meant. You know, a computer reading something is going to tell you what you actually wrote. And there's been a lot of stuff that I've been able to find because of that and been able to take out before I've proven to somebody that I'm a moron who doesn't, you know, doesn't know the difference between then and them, or something like that. And so that it's an illustration because it happens to all of us. It's an illustration of how blind we can get to the problems with our own work. You know, that's just a simple spelling problem, but it comes in the plot as well. It comes to, you know, from the formation of something. You know, I when I was in college, I took several creative writing classes because my English specialization, my English major specialization was in creative writing, and so I had a lot of these courses under my belt, and they were ridiculously helpful because they pointed out things to all of us that things that we thought were obvious weren't obvious, things that we thought were not obvious or were not obvious or are way too obvious, you know, things that don't work, things that we love and they just don't work, is really, really helpful. I remember one particular person who's like, you know, had like a series of numbers, in place of character names. And, when we had our discussion, he was extremely frustrated that we hadn't caught on to the meaning of the numbers because he thought it was obvious. And he explained it to us. And it still didn't make any sense. Like no one in the class understood what he was saying. It's stuff like that, you know, that's something that a point that you think that you're really hitting and you're not. We as writers, we absolutely need that kind of feedback on our work. After I got in college, I made several attempts to make, to kind of remake the Inklings. So if you don't know what the Inklings are, this was a group of writers in Oxford, at the time, and that would meet and read to one another. Now, I mean, the big names that we would recognize from this group are like C.S. Lewis and, J.R.R. Tolkien. And so like, I think the Fellowship of the Ring was first read in this group and parts of Narnia and this sort of thing. This is what this group was. And, you know, some of the just greatest works of the 20th century were first read in this company. And I made several attempts right after college to kind of make my, make my own type of a group, because I recognized in those creative writing classes the benefit of that and how much it challenged me and how much they changed my work. And look, I mean, you know, I was all of 21 at the time. I knew everything. I had been writing since I was about, like, you know, 13 or 14. I wrote my first novel in eighth grade. So what would that have been? Like about 13 or 14, I think. 14, maybe 15. Around that time, you know, I'd been writing novels for 6-7 years at that point. And so I was like, you know, I went into the class like, you know, I'm going to be a great benefit to all of these people here who don't know how to write. And those classes challenged me a great deal and they humbled me. I wanted to keep that going. And doing stuff like that as adults, and unless you have a group of people who are just unnaturally dedicated, it's darn near impossible. And so the solution to that is, you know, finding who you can. Now, the internet has made that a lot easier because, you know, it's probably difficult to find four people locally who are willing to meet monthly to read through things, but that might be a lot easier by joining writing groups on Facebook and connecting with people and seeing who's really that kind of, that dedicated, whose opinion you might really enjoy. I'm fortunate that I have a lot of friends who are very interested in literature and writing in general, and they read a lot of my stuff. But it's also easier today than it's ever been to hire editorial services who aren't proofreaders. Although proofreading, goodness, please get one. Just telling that to myself too. But these services will point out plot holes, who will point out, you know, possible better ways to come across things that are not clear, things that are too clear, things that you're saying too much. It's easier now than it's ever been. And so we really don't have an excuse for this. We need to be getting feedback. And that, the purpose of which is to really expose our own blindnesses, our own blindness in certain areas of the work, and to make things better. So, at the end of the day, I was really glad my friend told me that about my vocals. I didn't like it at the time. I really didn't like re-recording it. I was, because I was abnormally pleased with that first good take, but. At the end of the day, the song is better because of it. And so that's the kind of feedback that I want for all of my works. And so that being said, I hope that if you do have some finished works that you're trying to kind of fine tune, that you do have somewhere to go in order to get that feedback. But in the meantime, you know, let's start where we can, you know, and connecting with people on Facebook, connecting with people, you know, you know, it's like, okay, so dig on this. It's like, I know some independent authors who like have like reading groups of their biggest fans that get advanced copies of their books, just to, first of all, give that kind of feedback. And that's probably not the best, I mean, not always going to be the best group of people. You probably have to ask the right questions of that group, so they don't just fanboy on you. But also to when the book comes out, they're ready with reviews for Amazon, and that's a really great thing. And I'm hoping to kind of branch out into something like that myself. At least that's the hope. But I haven't really started on that yet, so I'll probably be telling you how that goes as we go. In the meantime, though, I really do appreciate you tuning in today. We are back every week. Thank you so much for tuning in every week. I really do enjoy spending this time with y'all. And so, until next week, never, never, never stop telling stories to one another. See ya. See you later.